This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Member states of the World Health Organization have unanimously passed a resolution brought by European members, African nations, and others calling for an independent comprehensive evaluation of the international response to the COVID-19 outbreak coordinated by the UN Health Agency. The United States has sharply criticized the agency and its relationship with China, where the outbreak erupted. Overnight, U.S. President Donald Trump listed concerns and criticism about the WHO to its Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. It was not immediately clear when or by whom that evaluation will be conducted. The UN Special Envoy for Syria called for talks between Russia and the United States to help end the more than nine-year-old war. Geir Pedersen's encouragement to Moscow and Washington to take a leading role was his first public appeal to the rival powers on opposing sides of the conflict. Russia has been the key backer of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Pedersen added that the Syria's opposing parties have agreed to resume talks in Geneva over their war-torn country as soon as travel restrictions linked to COVID-19 pandemic allow. President Donald Trump's White House doctor says he and the president had numerous discussions about the evidence for and against the president taking hydroxychloroquine before they concluded that the potential benefit from taking the malaria drug outweighed the relative risks. That's a word from the Navy commander Sean Conley in a statement Monday night after President Trump revealed earlier in the day that he'd been taking the drug for about a week and a half. Pakistani officials said today a roadside bombing of a military convoy and a separate clash with militants in southwestern Baluchistan province had killed at least seven troops and a civilian. This is VOA News. South Sudan's Vice President Riek Machar has tested positive for the coronavirus. He said he had no symptoms but would self-isolate for 14 days. His wife, Defense Minister Angelina Tani, some bodyguards, and other staff have also tested positive. South Sudan has recorded 282 cases of the virus, while four people have died, according to a tally by the WHO. Congressional Democrats say the State Department Inspector General, whom President Trump fired last week, was investigating possible impropriety in a massive arms sale to Saudi Arabia last year. Such a probe would add new questions to the watchdog's abrupt dismissal. The agency's independent watchdog was also looking into allegations that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may have improperly ordered staff to run personal errands. The administration overrode congressional objections to push through the $7 billion Saudi arms sale. On Monday, President Trump defended such sales as good for the U.S. economy. Attorney General William Barr said Monday that he did not expect an investigation into the origins of the FBI's Russia investigation to lead to criminal probes of either President Donald Trump's Democratic opponent Joe Biden or former President Barack Obama. President Trump has stated without evidence that he believes President Obama committed unspecified crimes as president, repeatedly tweeting Obamagate. Now, the claims have become a rallying cry among President Trump's supporters, but Democrats view it as a desperate attempt to shift the focus from the president's handling of the coronavirus outbreak and the nation's soaring unemployment. Voters in Burundi will choose the country's new president, members of parliament, and local officials in Wednesday's elections, which are tempered by the challenge of the coronavirus outbreak and allegations of voter suppression. Burundi's election marks the country's first step in moving away from President Pierre Nkurunziza's 15-year reign, which has been marred by allegations of human rights abuses and his controversial decision to seek a third term 5 years ago, which propelled the country into an economic crisis. General Evariste Ndayishimiye, the presidential candidate for the ruling party, is considered the front runner among six other candidates. Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio has been tapped to serve as the acting chairman of the powerful Senate Intelligence Committee. The Florida lawmaker was named by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Monday to replace Richard Burr of North Carolina, who is under investigation over allegations that he used advance information to sell millions of dollars of stocks in February, weeks before the coronavirus pandemic caused a meltdown. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, VOA News.